Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. I'm Corey Westrup. I'm going to be your guest host today. I am with Explore Siouxland, and I'm also the commissioner of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I want to thank our sponsor, NAI United, and Chris Bogenreef, and our producer is Justin Barker, sitting in today, hosting Grow Siouxland, because we have an exciting event that is coming to Sioux City and to Siouxland in the coming weeks, and we have two very special guests with us today, and we're going to introduce you to something that you may have never, ever heard of, but I hope after this program today you get very excited about, because we are excited about it at Explore Siouxland and here in Sioux City. My guests today on the show are Michael King. He is the CEO of Team USA Handball, and Coach Mark Ortega, the head coach of Team USA Handball. On the men's side, they were in Sioux City recently and agreed to sit down with us and talk about an exciting event that's coming to Siouxland at the Long Lines Family Recreation Center. And guys, first of all, welcome to Sioux City and welcome to the program.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Team USA is coming to Sioux City to play Team Canada in a Pan Am qualifying series in August 7 and 8. Michael, let's start with you. Why Sioux City, and why are you bringing handball here to the Midwest?
Well, this is a qualifier that we play once every 4 years. It's the first leg of Olympic qualifying, and the opportunity for us to host these two matches with Canada and the United States leaves us with a very broad map, options to choose from. And my own background as a Midwesterner at heart, having spent a lot of time in Sioux City playing hockey growing up, it was on my map, and ultimately in searching around, the community relationships and the reception that we found here, the opportunity to do something really special for a special community, outweighed all the other options. And here we are.
I first met you, maybe May. You were in town at Briarcliff University. You were having a meeting up there and you were doing your job. You were talking about handball and introducing handball. And Dan McDermott, the athletic director, invited me up in my commissioner role at the GPAC. And I sat in with you for a few minutes, and you quickly learn in talking to you, you're very excited about the sport, but our listeners here today, they're going, handball? What are we talking about here? They maybe see it once every 4 years. Reader's Digest, super quick, elevator version. What is handball?
Think water polo on land or soccer with your hands. It's a 7-on-7 court sport played on a court that's about 2.5 times the size of a basketball court. So you're getting up and down, throwing the ball into a goal. It's fast, it's physical, it's dynamic, and it's been an Olympic sport for more than 50 years now. And we'll be playing in the Olympics in 2028 with Team USA. So whether or not you've seen it before, hopefully you learn quick.
I think that's the important part. People may be saying, why are we bringing a Team USA handball to Sioux City, Iowa and all that? Well, LA 28, we're host. We get to host this thing for the first time in a very long time. And that means that Team USA, no matter what, gets to play in the Olympics. But this Pan Am qualifier with Team USA versus Team Canada just adds a whole nother dynamic. I would jokingly say whether it was tiddlywinks or, you know, cornhole or bags, it wouldn't matter. If it's Team USA against Team Canada, it's a pretty big deal. Let's bring in Coach Mark Ortega. You excited to see your guys again? We were talking here today. You haven't seen them in a while. You're going to bring them in. This is kind of the first time you get the band back together, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming in and getting the guys who are kind of, it's similar to, I would say, USA soccer, where you see a lot of guys that are traveling from over. But I would say about 50% of our team is guys that are, you know, based in the U.S. and grew up never playing handball. So I myself started that way, playing, you know, college football, Kent State, and then ended up like checking out all the Olympic sports and said, hey, which one can I play? And I chose handball. And from there, I sort of created a path of, you know, going to play Spain, Norway, and then also got an opportunity to coach professionally in Europe, in the Netherlands, in the top league for men and women. So yeah, we're very excited in getting the band and the guys back together here and already experiencing something in a little bit in Iowa earlier. And now getting back to Iowa, it's going to be an amazing thing in Siouxland.
We're visiting today with Michael King, who is the CEO of Team USA Handball, and Coach Mark Ortega with the men's national team. And Team USA is coming to Sioux City August 7 and 8 to play at the Long Lines Family Recreation Center against Team Canada. It's a Pan Am qualifier. This originally started, Michael, as maybe being a friendly. People that have been watching the World Cup know what I'm talking about. This was just going to be a friendly with Canada, but it kind of escalated into this Pan Am qualifying leg of the Olympic qualifying was available, and we just kind of ran with it, and here we are. So there's a little more stakes on this one, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, some of the tremendous things we're working on with Briarcliff University and in the community more broadly to grow and introduce the sport. We had the impetus to bring some matches and figure out how we could showcase the sport at the highest level. And ultimately, it ended up dovetailing with our site selection process at exactly the right time to say, hey, we've got to punch a ticket to Lima, Peru for the Pan American Games. We need to do that somewhere. We were going to try and bring something here anyway. And sometimes things just work out.
Sometimes things just fall into place. Let's talk about the pathway to LA 28 and the Olympic Games being in the States. I know everybody's really excited about it. It's America's 250th birthday here in 26, but this country's going to be nuts in 2028. But specifically, when it comes to handball, what's the path to LA and the Olympic Games?
Yeah, so it's a garden of forking paths. As a team sport, it's a little different. So 12 teams make the Olympics, which seems like a lot, but there's 211 member federations competing. And for those of you that are being introduced to the sport first time by the sound of my voice, this is a multi-billion dollar professional sport in Europe. So as a result, a lot of the qualification pathways are built around the second chance. So each continent gets one spot in the Olympics, but North and South America combined only get one spot. So that Pan American Games, only the champion of the Pan American Games qualifies automatically. And then you take all the second and third and fourth place teams from each of the continents, and then they play, sort of a heads-up tournament to decide the last spots. So what you generally end up seeing is the host country, which this time it'll be us. So we're there. One team from the Western Hemisphere, maybe two sometimes, and then six or seven teams from these highly professional, well-funded European nations, and then one from Africa, one from Asia, and then they go in and battle it out, and then they give out medals at the end.
That's awesome. Coach Ortega, when you look at handball, and we were talking about this earlier today, obviously in Europe and over the pond, it's a really big deal. And we're going to talk about that in segment two, more specifically, that we want to get more interest in handball in the States. But you were telling me about all the stops you've had over there. And, a lot of your guys are over there playing right now in various leagues. People maybe don't understand. Well, they just play for Team USA, so they're playing in the States. Absolutely not the case. They're overseas playing and playing all the time. Talk about, the sport over in Europe.
Similar to like playing basketball in the United States, if you play in the NBA, there's international weeks where you get together with your country, and Paul Gasol represented Spain or Kobe representing the United States, there's time periods where you play with your national team. So all of our players, we hope that they can get professional contracts to play professionally in Europe, because that's sort of like the mecca of handball, where we can get better and learn, and that's where they get developed. So then coming back for the international week in Sioux City is going to be, a time for us to be together during that time.
After they go to Sioux City or come to Sioux City, August 7 and 8, the Olympics aren't until 28. Obviously, you hope you win.
Yeah.
And all that, and you're going off to Lima, Peru. But walk us maybe through the next year to two going into Los Angeles.
Well, it's great because Sioux City, it's going to be a major stepping stone for us, because we don't just get to go to the Pan Am Games. And then generally we go to the Pan Am Games if we beat Canada. When we beat Canada, then Pan Am Games becomes so important for us, because it's the next stepping stone for Olympic Games. And you want to sort of put your best foot forward, and you want to sort of beat Brazil and Argentina and Chile. So these pathways are so important of even qualifying for Pan Am Games. And remember, Pan Am Games is going to be 50 countries, and there's eight handball teams that are going to be competing, and they have to qualify. It's not some easy thing where all these federations can qualify for the Pan Am Games. And then only one of those countries will go to the Olympic Games. Now, because we're the host, that's to our advantage.
We're visiting with Michael King and Mark Ortega with Team USA Handball. Michael, you were going to add something to his coach's comment.
Yeah, he's got to focus on the next task, but I'm the one that manages the calendar in the background. So when you're talking about the path to 2028, they'll be in Sioux City, Iowa, and then we'll have a training camp for 10 days in Sonderburg, Denmark this fall, and then the team will be in Faroe Islands for 10 days out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean in Arctic Circle, playing 7 days of friendlies to prepare for the World Championships, where we'll be in Kiel playing in Germany for 10 days, and then we go to Hanover for the main round once we qualify out of group stage. And then they'll be back in Denmark for another training camp, and then they'll be in Peru. So this is his life that he has to lead. So I don't blame him for not having the calendar, because he's probably just looking at the next wave coming crashing over him.
Well, that's a good coach right there, right? The only thing is the thing in front of you. Folks, if you don't believe that Team USA has frequent flyer miles, if you didn't just hear everything Michael just said there about all these places that they got to go, it's pretty incredible. I asked them today what their favorite airline was, and they were very quick to answer, because you're on airplanes a lot, because you are bringing a sport that's very popular on the other side of the country here to the United States. And we're going to talk about that here coming up after the break. I'm Corey Wester. I'm sitting in today, guest hosting Grow Siouxland here on KSCJ, presented by NAI United and Chris Bogenreef. Our producer is Justin Barker with KSCJ. We thank him greatly for his work in doing so. When we come back on the second half of the program, we're going to talk more about growing the interest of the sport that you may have never heard of in the United States and what that might look like over the next few years. That's coming back on the other side here on Grow Siouxland on KSCJ.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Craighead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland on your Saturday morning. My name is Corey Wester. If you don't know my voice, I'm the commissioner of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm also a board member with Explore Siouxland, and I'm guest hosting today for Grow Siouxland. And our sponsor is NAI United and Chris Bogenreef, and our producer is Justin Barker. And we're visiting today with two very special individuals, Michael King, the Chief Executive Officer of Team USA Handball, and Coach Mark Ortega, who is the Senior National Coach for the men's team in the United States, as well as they were in Sioux City recently for a big announcement that Team USA is coming to Sioux City to play Team Canada in a Pan American Game qualifier at the Long Lines Family Recreation Center downtown Sioux City on August 7 and 8. We're going to close our program talking more specifically about the weekend in August, but I want to spend some time now, Michael, talking about probably one of the main focuses of your job right now, and that is growing a sport that you may have never heard of, handball, here in the States, and you know what that pathway looks like, as obviously the United States is going to be introduced to it in L.A. in 28 on maybe a grander stage, and especially people with tickets being able to go watch it in person in Los Angeles. So what's your game plan, you know, to kind of expose, you know, if I said basketball, if I said soccer, if I said hockey, whatever the sports, maybe everybody go, yep, got it. This handball thing, though, how are you doing this?
Yeah, and as you point out, we have plenty of sports on the menu in the standard course here in the United States. And so the biggest focus for us has been community impact, partnering with institutions, particularly around education. A lot of the focus with how mature handball is professionally in Europe has been, look at all the things that you can go do if you play handball in Europe. And that's true. There's unbelievable world of opportunity available to people that want to invest in choosing this sport as far as the doors that can open. But at the same time, it's been about shifting. Yeah, but what do we have to offer through handball in the United States? What are we focusing on with the educational institutions that are very unique to the United States, the ways that we do sports, and the ways that our communities support sports and form around things? And so that's been a huge focus for us, is focusing on facilities, communities that we want to invest in, because at the end of the day, you cast a wide net. There's 340 million people in the United States or thereabouts. We can't just, you know, throw some Instagram posts out there and tidy up, because you know, we'll get 100 people over there and 100 people over there, and there'll be 3,000 miles separating them. So really focusing on how we can invest in a nexus of activity, whether that's a great community like Sioux City or an institution like Briarcliff or our new partnership with Indian River State College down in Fort Pierce, Florida. Is that where can we make an impact where the sport has legs and that we're offering something that people don't get every day?
It was back last fall, I got an email from the NAIA, and people that are listening are familiar with the NAIA because we host the volleyball and basketball tournaments here in Sioux City. And it was, join a webinar about handball. And I think I have to admittingly go, hey, what are we doing here? I do remember rewatching the webinar later. And that was kind of step one, is, you know, you're looking for colleges to embrace handball. And obviously most sports probably start on the club scene, but you're looking to maybe get it more of as an intercollegiate sport. And that's probably where our relationship came in here, is that, we're going to invite colleges from the Midwest to just come and watch this, because what better way to learn about the sport than to see it in person? So, you know, there's a lot of goals to come out of this, Team USA versus Team Canada matchup, but that's one of them, is exposure and, inviting other NAIA leagues just to come on down to Sioux City for a weekend and see it in person. And I think that's a great first step, and nothing says exposure than putting your eyes on it.
Yeah. And this isn't to to talk down to anyone, just to be direct, everybody in Europe or in the rest of the world, they don't really know the difference between Harvard and Hemp State. They don't know the difference between, they know New York, they know DC, they know LA. They don't know the difference between Kansas City and Sioux City, between Dallas and Oklahoma City. They don't know that. But there's all these opportunities to say, hey, we can bring the world to the United States. And they don't know what to expect. But as you've seen in the coverage of this World Cup that, you know, just closed out, you know, shortly after before this interview airs, like, people find love what they find here in the United States. And it's not what they expect. Is that it's not all Miami, it's not LA, it's not all New York. So there's a very unique opportunity. And I believe through the NAI and through great institutions that are partnered with them, like Briarcliff, I think Morningside is also an NAI school here in town that hopefully we'd like to talk to, that there's something really cool that can be offered to American athletes, but also to these institutions as global brands of representing the United States on an international stage, because when people know, they know.
Coach Mark Ortega, when you have USA team handball on your polo there, what kind of pride does that bring you?
I mean, going into seeing this World Cup tournament and like seeing the USA and seeing all these jerseys and seeing all of the United States jump on board and these games, and it makes me even stronger for representing the United States and knowing that I represent a sport that is the second biggest sport in Europe and it's fast paced and the scores go into 30 where you have soccer games, you're sitting there and watching one goal where we're going back and forth and we're scoring, you know, 30 goals at a time and contact is legal and it's fast paced and it's hockey subs. And it's an unbelievable feeling to represent the United States in this sport, knowing that it's going to win. When we bring it here to Siouxland, everybody here from the community is going to jump on board just with the sport itself.
I've been saying all along, if nothing else, this is a red, white, and blue weekend. Maybe some Canadians will come support too. We don't know, but I mean, it's going to be a red, white, and blue weekend for Team USA. And we saw that in the World Cup, like just the fans that come out because it's our nation's team, right? Yeah. And I think that's the exciting part about bringing it here. If nothing else, on the nation's 250th birthday, what a fun way to have an event in the summer in Sioux City. Coach Ortega, I'm going to really let you get comfortable here, and I'm going to let you go about 2 minutes of how do you score in this game? Like, how do you win? Like, I mean, how does this work? You've kind of alluded to it, and how fast do they throw that ball? How big is the ball? I mean, we got to kind of go into, like, ABC 1-2-3 on this a little bit. So just give me a quick version of how this works.
Well, I have one baseball player that's converting from, you know, baseball to handball, and he throws a baseball 95 miles an hour. And he can throw a handball 70 miles an hour, 80, up to 80. So it goes pretty hard. And the funny thing about it is the goalies, they want to be hit by this all the time.
So they're half nuts.
Yes. The goalies are their own little world, you know, and then you have court players. There's six court players. One's like wings who are really fast on the outside. And then you have like left and a right back who are just the shooters. And then you have a point guard or a center back who sort of sets up the game and also shoots. And you have somebody that's called a pivot who makes blocks and does pick and rolls. So when you put all that together and you have, you know, hockey subs, it goes pretty fast. And it's exciting because you're trying to figure out how much contact you can have and what's legal. But you can take three steps, you can dribble, and then you can take three more steps. So imagine being on a basketball court and taking that one extra step. It's allows you to get almost halfway down the court without dribbling if you're using it right.
It's been really fun to learn about it and watch it, and it is an incredible sport. And I hope that people will go out and watch YouTube videos. YouTube is a wonderful thing. It'll teach you anything you maybe didn't even think you needed to know, but there are a lot of great things out there by handball. I want to spend our final minutes here talking about the weekend in Sioux City. Team USA handball coming to Sioux City to play Team Canada. It's a Pan American qualifying doubleheader, 7 o'clock on the Friday night, August 7th, 3 o'clock on the Saturday afternoon. We decided to do one at night, one in the afternoon, just to maybe get a different crowd. But things that we're talking about, we're talking about a fan fest. We want some community pride. We want some American pride. So we're looking for details on that. We're talking about a clinic to introduce youth to the sport, Michael, through Briarcliff University out at CNOS Fieldhouse in North Sioux City. Maybe just capture some of the ideas that we've been talking about for the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. As you rightly point out, the biggest thing is to celebrate the community and country, because that ultimately everything that we do in sport is we do it with the flag on our chest. And so first, the fan fest leading in so that people have a great time, have the opportunity to come see the games. You're also encouraged that, you know, we want this to be community and family facing. So every adult ticket that you'll find, two children's tickets included with it. We want everybody to be able to come and get introduced, dip their toes into something awesome that's focused on the country and community. And then with the Briarcliff at Cenos Fieldhouse on the 6th, we'll be releasing information on some clinics available to learn to play, to interact with the sport, to meet some Team USA men's athletes. And so we'll have a morning, early afternoon, and a late afternoon session. And we'll break it up by age group from age just learned how to walk to 18. And we'll get out there and throw around. It should be a ton of fun. And we hope to see a great turnout from the community.
I think it's just going to be a phenomenal weekend. And Michael and Mark, I really appreciate you coming to Sioux City recently to talk to us. This program airing in July here on Grow Siouxland, but August 7 and 8, and then we're going to have some events on the 6th. We're going to get your guys into the community because we have to introduce them to who people are. And hopefully people will later in LA go, I saw that team play in Sioux City. And that's what it is all about. Closing thoughts, Coach Ortega, as we wrap it up here today.
Yeah, we're excited to get here and show you guys what handball is, for sure.
Michael?
Yeah, you'll see some 6'8", 6'9", gangly guys walking around, maybe with some European haircuts, and I don't always advise walking up to strangers, but might be a Team USA athlete if it's around August, so keep your eyes peeled.
6'8", 6'9", not always maybe what we see here on the streets of Sioux City, but if they look athletic, they probably can throw the ball 70 to 80 miles an hour, and they play for Coach Ortega at Team USA. Awesome, guys. Thank you for taking the time today to join us on Grow Siouxland. I'm Corey Westra. I've been your guest host today. Justin Barker has been our producer. One final time, we want to thank our sponsor, NAI United, and Chris Bogenreef. This has been Grow Siouxland on KSCJ.